I've been sporadic across all my platforms recently, and I've been meaning to talk about why. First of all, I'm not quitting, so don't get all freaked out. Or if you were hoping I was quitting, put your pom-poms down for a sec. I took a big step back for my own mental health and well-being. Now, I'm not going to get too detailed with this part because my health isn't really anyone's business but my own, but it's a big part of why I've been so quiet, so I wanted to at least briefly address it. I have major depressive disorder. The added stress of losing my job twice thanks to COVID knocked me down really hard, which is something I know a lot of you can relate to. We're all struggling in our real lives right now, and I know I'm luckier than a lot of people because I haven't gotten sick or lost any of my family members. If any of you have lost someone you love during this time, let me just say my heart breaks for you, and I'm sending you all my love and sympathy. In my case, when I get really depressed, it's like all my energy disappears, and I can't get out of bed, let alone sit down with a mic and moan filth into it, so I took a break. And then a longer break. And the longer my break went on, the less I wanted to return. I've been thinking about quitting completely for weeks now. The pressure kept building until I snapped and deleted my Patreon with no warning to my patrons. And that wasn't right. Treating people who were kind enough to support me like that wasn't my finest moment. I'm sorry I didn't give them a heads up. But with that said, I'm not sorry I deleted it. I don't have words to describe how much relief I felt the moment it was gone. There are tons of talented, hardworking performers within the GWA community who run their Patreons like pros. They give great rewards, they're amazing with updates, their exclusive audios are minty fresh like Colgate toothpaste, and I know because I was a patron too. I am not one of those creators. I severely underestimated two things: how much work goes into creating content for a platform like Patreon, and the impact extrinsic motivation would have on my creativity. I work best when I do what I want. It's one of my biggest flaws, and is one of many reasons I'll likely sabotage my own chances for success for the rest of my life. When I launched Patreon, I moved away from my intrinsic motivation and toward creating for money, and it rapidly drained my creativity. I started my GWA account basically on a dare, for fun, and to hang out with open-minded, sexy people. I didn't make it with the intention of making a living at it. I remember making audios being really fun and so exciting, and I haven't felt that fire in a long time. I feel like this is a good time to note that I'm not slamming anyone who does this for money. I mean, I'm still on OnlyFans because it's more casual than Patreon, and I'm still doing commissions because I have control over whether or not to open them whenever I want, so I still do this for money. It's just not Patreon money. You won't find any of that "I'm better than you because I do it for free" attitude here. I support my fellow performers in making this a career, if that's their goal. In fact, there's actually a link to a discussion that a bunch of us had about it in the body of the post. When it comes to being a prolific audio porn creator, I simply can't keep up. The hustle is not for me. I sit back in awe of other performers as they keep growing and building. They're incredible, and their dedication to their craft is beyond compare, and those people are worth your pledges. So, I decided to release my audios and cover songs for free, for download, to say thank you to all of you for being here, for listening, for commenting. I'm aware people can just rip my audios, which is a shitty thing to do, by the way, but I figured this way, those of you who are honest can get legitimate copies freely given with my consent. Because I'm not a businesswoman. I'm not a public figure. I'm not a marketing queen. I'm a small-time creator who wants to get back to enjoying what I'm doing without the insane pressure of trying to be someone I'm not. Maybe I don't get 10,000 plays on an audio. Maybe I don't get 5. Maybe some people look at my upvote count and laugh at me behind my back for being a failure, but I don't want to care about that anymore. I should never have cared about it in the first place. I just want to be my weird, nerdy self again and make audios for Reddit just because. I want to make you guys feel good. I want to make you feel immersed. I want to tell all 1,400 of you that I appreciate you taking the time to follow me and listen to things I worked really hard on. I want my intrinsic motivation and the creativity that comes along with it back. I'm tired of the hustle. I'm tired of networking. I'm tired of comparing myself to other people and constantly feeling like I don't measure up. And it's entirely on me to change that and get back to giving you guys the audios that I can be proud of and that you can enjoy. So, let's start over. Hello, Reddit. My name is Boots, and it's nice to meet you.